Welcome back to College Questions. I'm DJ.
And I'm Tarshawn. What's going on?
Tarshawn, we're back.
We are back.
After sickness and some technology failure.
Talk about it.
People like, it's been a challenge, man, but that's life. And so we've always talked about consistency is for the long road. And we still here and we still recording. It's so good to be back.
Yes, sir.
And I got a question. I don't know if it's worthy of a podcast. So let's find out. But I was just thinking this morning. About I don't know how to phrase this because I've got a statement I'm thinking, but I want to ask it. How much time do you think you waste every day?
Quite a bit. Quite a bit. That's just me answering that question, but yeah.
Do you think that, because the statement I've been thinking about is, we all know we waste time.
But what is wasting time?
But like, here's my point. But time is wasting away. Like, bro, I've always heard that's an incredible, what is it, commodity that we have to give is time, right? It's one of our most valuable resources we have. But you only get so much of it. There's a limited amount of time every day. And we all know that. And so I just been thinking about this, man, because I think about the scriptures like make the most of every opportunity.
Yeah.
Right. And because the days are evil, days are short. Our life is but a vapor.
Yeah.
Passes by, it's gone, its place remembers it no more. I mean, bro, I guess more than anything, man, I don't know if it's my age or what, but I sense it, man. It's like, bro. So I want to give back. I want to create. I want to make the most of moments. I want to make the most of my day and sprinkle in. I want to be careful. I don't think that, I mean, obviously you can get it. Well, what is wasting time? Right. You know, you got to go, well, I don't know, because everybody needs to have a little bit of space in a day. Yeah. Right. So you can't just grind it out 24/7.
Yeah.
Is taking a nap wasting time? No, I don't think so. I think that could be an incredibly beneficial thing.
Right.
Now, if you napping for 4 hours during the day, we might need to evaluate some sleep schedule, but.
For sure. So what I'm taking from you, and you just talked about like different, you know, I'm not going to talk about verses or anything like
that.
Yeah,
but just,
you just talked about different scenarios and different things in the Bible are referring to the Bible. I don't think you were talking necessarily about scripture, but time is important. Time may just be the vapor.
Yeah.
Like time is almost more important than than just about anything that we do worldly, right? Our time is very important. So if I don't have time, I don't have time. You say you don't have time. You don't have time to share the gospel. You don't have time to spend time with your loved ones. So you always have to have time. So how do you waste it? Are you not using it if I'm not using it to do this, we even talked about how important sleep is, you just said.
Yeah.
So when am I, I think that's something that you personally have to reflect in yourself and know. Like you can't, my wasting time may be how you use your time or vice versa.
Is the definition then you've got to figure out what are the things that are really important in life?
Right.
And am I investing in those things?
Yeah.
And if I'm not, then I'm wasting too much time.
I agree. I think that it doesn't matter if I may call something, I got an uncle that loves to fish.
Yeah.
My dad doesn't always think that he's using his time wisely because he loves to fish, but he ain't got no money. Right? Yeah. So he need to work.
He's just fishing all the time.
He's fishing all the time. So is he wasting his time? And his eyes, he ain't wasting it.
Depends on how good you are fishing.
Right.
You can go make a living fishing.
But he eats that fish that he catches. So that's giving him food. But he don't eat like everything. He just likes fish. So
he
eats a lot of fish.
I hope it sounds like he's a good fisherman.
He has to be. He ain't buying it because he ain't got no money.
That's awesome.
He ain't got no money. And so, I don't know. So, in that instance, in that situation, is he wasting his time? I don't think so.
I guess here's what I'm realizing, man, that I think that obviously by nature, we all waste time because by nature, we don't invest in the things that are most important to us. Oddly enough, you would think that would be common sense.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I value relationships with the people I love the most. I'm going to invest in those relationships. But come on. I mean, relationships fall apart all the time, and it's not it's because people aren't invested in it.
Right.
And it's just interesting to me that you would think we would. It's this crazy. I don't know why that happens, man.
Yeah, man.
But it is an interesting thing that we're almost asleep in this kind of slumber. Like we're kind of, our eyes are shut. We're blind to, we are so disconnected from the things that really matter.
Mm.
That we're caught up in that mouse trap, mouse wheel. What do you call it? A little hamster wheel. That's what I'm thinking. Just running. Running. This circle just going. But we're not going anywhere.
Right.
We're not accomplishing anything, man. And here the hours are going by. Here the days are going by. And we're just caught up. We're doing all this stuff, but we're not going anywhere.
Yeah. I always look at, like, my life as, did I do something that was I productive today? Did I, productive may mean different, like that may, that's different every day. But,
and it can be different for different people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we all got to get different gifts and talents and skills, abilities.
Yeah, you got me thinking, man. For sure.
Well, I just know it's a good conversation for me to have because, you know, we just talked about setting goals in our previous podcast. And obviously we talked about the significance of that, but it can be meaningless if you just kind of set them. It's like at some point you got to put it into practice. You got to actually go for it. You got to say, all right, it's time to do this.
Yeah.
And it's like that with the things that are most, that we say are most important to us. And I feel like we just deceive ourselves most of the time.
And I think that's what happened with the baby, right?
Yeah, okay.
When the baby came, I suddenly realized there was a lot of things that I did in my life that I really didn't have to do. There were certain things that weren't important anymore.
And it got exposed because something that of the utmost importance came into your life that demanded you and your wife's attention, or else she doesn't make it. I mean, in all seriousness, like a baby is totally dependent on the providers.
For sure, bro.
It's like, bro, they ain't got no shot unless they, you know, so she takes priority.
Right.
And so it exposes some things, doesn't it?
Yeah, I started looking at things like, do I really need to be doing that? Like, is that something that is that important? Is that more important? The question came up to me in my mind was, I started looking at things, is that more important than my child?
Yeah.
Is that more important than my family?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I know it's important to me.
Yeah.
Right? I love doing it.
Yeah.
But is it more important than, what's going to come out of that?
Yep.
So,
And is that the question to ask? Because with a baby, here's the thing. With a baby, it's obvious because when a baby cries, like it gets your attention.
Yeah.
God just designed it that way.
It's crazy.
So you have to shut off. He's like, oh, like it's like your alarm. It's like the alarm's going off.
Yeah.
Oh, so is the baby fed? Is their diaper clean? Do they need rest? I mean, it's usually something simple. Yeah. It's like you kind of start going through the checklist. And then it's just, oh, they just cry. Okay, I'm just going to hold them. Whatever. But you're so going through the checklist. But here's the reality, though. As a college student, you don't have a checklist like that. You don't have an alarm system like that.
That's right.
So what do you put in your life that has that check and balance to, hey, these things aren't important as you think you are. Let's get back to the things that are significant. That's interesting because you have to create those alarms in your system, right?
Mm.
Now, as a believer, I think we have the Holy Spirit and he can get our attention. But oftentimes, I think, there's those scriptures, keep in step with the Spirit. Well, which means the implication is you can get out of the step of the Spirit, which means you can not listen to that alarm. Hey, you wait. There's more important things to go do out here.
Yeah.
It's some of these things, they're not wrong. Like, you can do something that's like, I don't know, there's artists, we got an international student that loves to draw, really skilled at it. There's nothing wrong with sitting down and sketching some cool art. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's fun, man.
So I'm listening. All right. So I look at college as I'm going to college to get my goal, to reach my goal, right? There's a goal that I'm trying to get to. I declare for a degree. Right? I pick out this degree. What am I planning to do with this degree? Or if I'm going to PE coaching, I'm planning to be a coach.
Yeah. But a lot of times a student doesn't know. They think they know.
You don't know, and then it changes. Yeah. For sure, I change.
But I know what you mean. You're signing up for something.
You sign up for something. And at some point, you're going to have to sign up for something.
Yep.
And so you sign up for this degree, and now you have a goal. Let's say it's PE coaching. So you get your coaching, you're signed up. While you're studying, you should be doing things to, if you have a job, don't just go get a regular 9-to-5. In my opinion, Tarshawn talking. If you get, you got a job, don't just go get a regular 9-to-5 doing this, doing that. If you got a job, it should be strengthening what you want to become.
Or help you discern whether or not you want to go into that field.
Exactly.
And so that can help you too.
Yeah, don't just go do something where, you know, that's just giving you money for your pocket. Like, get something that's going to shine light on what you think you want to be.
Yeah.
And then you can decide if you want to be it or not. Yeah. But that's, to me, that's wasting. I'm not gonna say wasting time because people need money. I don't know how to say it, bro. But
it depends. I mean, I do understand what you're saying, and if that opportunity presents itself, and as you're exploring jobs, I do think the takeaway for me in that is, hey, the way you make the most of it is you can explore. Is there something I could do that helped me explore whether or not I really want to do this or not? But if that's not there, hey, like, you know. Got 3 boys. At some point, they're going to get a summer job. Maybe they find some construction work or whatever. It's like, cool, man. They may not do that for a living, but I think there's value in getting jobs that are hardworking and put your hands to work, and you learn valuable lessons that equip you for something else, even if it's a different field. Mm-hmm. I think there's lessons to be learned in any job if you're willing to pay attention, right?
Yeah.
So I don't, but I do understand your point. I mean, and I think there's, it's just an interesting conversation, man. Because
what happens is you graduate, and this is what I noticed with some students. They graduated, and then they didn't have any experience in the field that they went in.
Yeah.
So if you know that if you're locked in, I'm not talking for people that are just, you're not sure, you're just checking out.
But even if people know, because here's the other thing. Even for people who know, like we have a project out in San Diego called Gen Sin, and go spend 8 weeks out in San Diego. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be specific to their field.
Yeah.
And yet I would tell you that it's one of the best things to help equip them for what's next.
Yeah. So I don't disagree. Yeah, for sure.
So there's that too.
Yeah. I don't think that, I'm not saying that. Because those students that go to, they have to have a job.
No, it's, I know. To your point, it's like if you got to get an internship, you go get an internship that has to do with your degree.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Because what's going to happen, you got to have a resume, and it's going to show on your resume.
Those jobs open up for those students because they earn some favor, and they're like, oh, man, this person's a good fit. And then the student realizes, I kind of like this. I like the people I work with, and hey, how about you come work for us when you graduate? And that's the thing.
What I took from you right now is... saying like, and I didn't think about that, like, just because if you don't get something in your field, that doesn't mean you're wasting your time, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, because I guess I was looking at this whole conversation just bigger, and here's the tension. Life it is tricky. It has nothing to do with me or you.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it kind of does. In the sense that I think we have an opportunity to put an imprint on this world, right? To utilize the things God's given us to make an impact, right?
Yeah.
And I find myself at my age, I have more things happening in my life than ever before, but I'm not mad about it. Like, it's actually kind of cool. And I guess what I'm thinking is, bro, as I think it out loud with you, what I'm thinking is, it makes me realize as many things as I have going, I look back when I had a lot less responsibility, and I realize, whoa, I wasted a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I had no clue. You know what I'm saying?
That's so true.
Because I'm married, I've had 4 children, I'm a college pastor, I have a hobby I love, and I don't even call it a hobby. I have jujitsu that's a part of my life I really enjoy. You know, there's elements of my job that kind of help me branch out. I do this with you. That's fun. There's certain things that I have going. It's like, and there's all these, but man, I look back and I'm like, and I don't feel like I still have space for me. You know, you still have that, but it's like, it's just interesting because you look back as you get older and you go, man, you just didn't know.
Right.
And
before you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember being in the, just thinking about, you just took me all the way back. With just what you just said, you took me all the way back while I was in a dorm. I was at Baswell Hall, just sitting in a bed after class, doing absolutely nothing.
Nothing. And I mean, and I guess that's what I want to challenge people to think about is some people who listen are, they are moms and dads. Or some people, you know, you got college students, you got a wide range of us in all different seasons, but each of us, a season doesn't guarantee you're making the most of your time.
That's right.
That's for sure. I guess what I'm saying is I want to celebrate a little bit. I feel like God is helping me really opening up my eyes to making the most of my day.
Mm.
You know, investing in my marriage and my children, making the most of my job, you know, all the things, man. And it's just like, it's actually really rewarding and fulfilling when you make mistakes and all that. And I know this, I'm not saying, look, there's still days I'm like, man, I wasted 4 hours just now, you know, whatever. I know you have those moments, but in a given week,
yeah,
you know, if you're putting forth that effort, it's pretty rewarding to look back on and be like, hey, this is neat, man.
Wow.
It feels like you're tapping into the design that you were created to function in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, man, you know, you ever wonder, it's like, why didn't when we come to Christ, God just be like, all right, now you know me, let's go on to heaven. It's like, he leaves us here. Why?
Yeah. Man.
I think there's part of this conversation that's beyond just trying to define for people what's wasting time and what's not. I think that's missing the point.
Man.
Because my point of this conversation is, I think reminding us, and what I feel like God is teaching me right now, is there's great reward in learning and being excited about fulfilling the things God has called you and being creative with that and seeing how it connects you with people and conversations and skills and talents and whatever that may be. That's fun. But I think by nature, we don't go there.
I don't.
I think it has to be awakened in us. I think it has to be, you know.
You have your guys that I believe that are people that are money consumed.
Yeah.
Consumed with making financial gain.
Yeah, that's their thing.
And that's their thing. So to them, if they don't make money, it don't make sense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like if it's costing me time and I ain't getting paid to do it, then it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
But then you have people, you know, you start putting religion into the case and you start thinking with your, you know, godly mindset, things become not always about money. It becomes about your faith and your beliefs. But then there will be a lot of people that I believe, if you told some real, like, what do you call those guys? Moguls, money, financial moguls,
sure,
guys make a lot of money. They would consider anything that's considered free time, they would still find a way to make money with that free time.
Yep.
And so
I got you.
I look at certain people and I try to figure out, like, how did you get there?
Yeah.
Like, how did you get to the point where nothing else mattered but financial gain? Like, how did you get there? Cause I mean, that's not everything. Like, that's what my baby taught me. Like, I hate to get, cause I know this is a college podcast. I'm just telling you this is where I am now.
Yeah.
This is the season of life I am. I used to, in college, I just told you, like, you took me back to where I was in Baswell Hall and I was just sitting there.
Yep.
You know, I didn't think, I had free time. You remember when I used to go to the gym at like 3 o'clock and I'd be at 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, think about that. Like, to now. Yeah. I couldn't imagine going to the gym at 2 o'clock in the morning. And even when I told you that, and the surprise on your face, like, why you do that? Because you were in a different season than I was in. And now that I'm in this season, I would be sitting with you, looking at me crazy too. Like,
I know.
It's crazy of how quick life, and like you said, it's like a vapor, bro. It literally, how quick life changes.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Well, and what's cool though is that it's not like you have to wait till a certain season to really tap into this idea of what we're saying of making the most of every opportunity. That's not limited to a season. You can start right now at 8, 10, 12, 14, 18, 20. Yeah. You know, you hear, it's always, I love hearing stories of when, honestly, like when you hear young people doing incredible things.
Yeah.
And it's so redemptive to hear those stories because it just feels like so much right and good and honorable. And like, this is what God designed for us.
Yeah.
And it should wake us all up to be like, hey, man, what do I got going that's going to help me tap into that? You know,
I think this is me. This has nothing to do with, you know, anything else. This is just Tarshawn. All right. One thing that really makes me itch is when people try to map out their lives.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not going to get married until I'm 34.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do this until I'm not going to have...
That's the next podcast, because I'm with you. No, I'm with you.
Yeah,
that's,
it's like time, but we just talk about time, and I'm just like mapping out your life. Like, just, I ain't saying go with the flow.
Maybe that's part of it, is that part of what causes us to... It's interesting, man. Actually trying to map out your life like that, it freezes you to... and it makes you to where you can't even function now. You are disengaged from the here and now and the present.
Wow.
And that's part of it too. I feel like maybe the reason we waste time is that we've lost the ability to be in the present.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much social media has driven that, because let's be honest, I've never thought about this till I'm talking to you right now. Everything you're doing on social media is a past event.
That's so true. Yeah, that's true.
Bro, every single thing you look at, which means your mind is being consumed with things in the past.
Yeah, bro.
Now, even before social media, there's nothing new under the sun. There's always temptation to always look at the past or always worry about the future. But now, I mean, I like social media. I'm not against it. I spend time on it, but it's like, but I'm just admitting to you, it ain't helping you be right here, right now. Mm. Is it? I mean, and I'm not saying it's all bad. I'm not saying it's all bad.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that naturally it's not saying, hey, right here, this conversation. You're saying, I mean,
I will give some tension in the sense of sometimes you watch videos that motivate you to do stuff.
Okay, but time out. Okay.
And that's like fitness, jiu-jitsu. You got videos that would make me want to, you know.
But you just said it would make you want to, but how many times, let's be honest, you pull 10 people in this room, you don't get your phone, you watch something, who stops, puts down their phone, says, I'm going to do that right now.
Nobody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's my point. It just keeps you in this. Okay. It might spark a little, oh, that'd be cool to do sometime.
One day.
But ain't nobody doing it.
Yeah. I get you. Okay, yeah. That's all. I didn't know. I didn't get it.
That's all I'm saying. Cause I agree with you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to spark some interest.
Yeah, like, I want to try
but
that
then
one day.
Then we back to our goals and it's like, oh, that was a cool goal. But
you're right, bro. That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, I definitely want to try. Like, I'm with you in jiu-jitsu. Like, I've told you. Like, I want to try. Did I get up and go with you that day?
No. So we got to set a time. Set a time. All right, let's come up here. We'll do a one-on-one, little intro lesson, and we can go from there. Well, I think it's a good conversation. I think it's good for everybody to think about. I don't know, you know, that's something to do with just making the most of our day, wasting time. The opportunity, we are doing one of or the other. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's really not an in between. And so I just think there's so much space in a day to really create and develop, whether it's relationships or whatever. There's so much space, man. And I think we forget that. And so it's kind of fun when you stop and you go, okay, I want to make this happen. Like not right now.
Yeah.
We'll do this right now.
Yeah. Hey, so while y'all in your dorm rooms or your apartments or wherever you may be, and you just got back from school, class, or whatever, think about what you're doing right now. And think about how that's going to affect you, you know, in the future. Because it's coming. And it'll be here before you know it.
And don't wait till you have, don't feel like you have to have it all figured out.
Nah.
Before you take action. Like, That's man, right. you just go, you figure it out as you launch out. So, hey, it's been good. Until next time, I'm DJ.
And I'm Tarshawn.
And we want to encourage you to stay connected to one another.
Yes, sir.
The local church.
Come on.
I want to skip that. And most importantly, the God we love and serve.
Always.
God bless.
Peace.
Whatever you want to be, it helps to be well. An active, healthy lifestyle is key. We offer tips and support to quit smoking and address health conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure. It's never too late to make decisions to help you be healthier. Call 833-283-WELL. Be you, be well. This ad brought to you by your Master Tobacco Settlement Dollars at Work.